Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Tzadik, mitzvah 190. As we continue in the Arayas, and keep in mind that, Be'ez Hashem, these Arayas are totally foreign to us, and they're not on our radar. So the only way we can be Mekayim, not violating these Yisurim, is besides not violating them, but to learn about them and to study them. So that's also a special key that we have, learning about these Arayas. Okay, so mitzvah Kuf Tzadik, we've broken the 190 mark. Baruch Hashem. Says the pasuk, it's the same pasuk as we read last time for the previous mitzvah. Ervas avicha ve'ervas imcha lo segalei. Imcha hi lo segalei ervasa. Perek Yurchas, pasuk Zayin. The pasuk says, the nakedness of your father, the nakedness of your mother, don't reveal. She is your mother, don't reveal your erva. So as we said last time, the Ramban thinks it's all one sentence. He is not arguing. The Ramban would not argue on the numbering of the Sefer Mitzvahs here. He doesn't argue on the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvahs. He doesn't say it's all counted as just your mother. But in terms of Pshul Hashem Mikri, he says it's one phrase. Meaning if you're Megala, your mother's erva, that's also your father's erva, and she's your mother, and you can't do that. But today we count the Isser that is counted in Chazal, and that is separately the time of Isser Ervas Ha'im, living with one's mother. But today we also get to have the opportunity to talk about generally the issue of relatives, why relatives are usser. We had yet the last mitzvah about the father, but there we focus more on the fact that the father was also a male. Today we get the first Avera, the first of the Arayos, which is a female relative of a man. And the question is, the Rishonim deal with, and the Achronim, why exactly is it usser? What's so bad about marrying your aunt? What's so bad about forgetting the medical issues and forgetting, but just theoretically, you would think that, you know her so well, your sister, obviously, what is the specific issue? Can we come up with a reason? Again, ultimately, Xeris HaKasav, Arayas, or Xeris HaKasav. But are there, messages that we could get from these Isurim and from the Rishonim? As we'll see, some, precious nuggets that we'll walk away with, today. The Rambam, just to note, the Rambam, the Begidif HaKasav Isurei Bia, has a summary of all of the Arayas. The Rambam counts 37 mitzvahs in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, 37 mitzvahs, 11 mitzvahs achas asei, u'shloshim sheish mitzvahs los asei. In Yisurei Bia, there are 36 los aseis and one asei. That is all in Yisurei Bia. So they're all going to be los aseis except for the asei of a kohen gadol marrying an amana. But besides that, the Rambam says, habal achas b'kol arayas amuris b'torah. If somebody lives in one of the arayas, the mezer chayev kareis, shenemer, kikol asher yaseh, mikol asher yavosa, elo v'nichrasu. If somebody does one of these abominable actions, then they are chayev. Shneihem, haboel v'hanivelas. The boel and the nivelas are both chayev. V'yesh ben arayashu b'misas bezdin. Yes, there are ala kareis. Some not only have kareis, but misas bezdin. Meaning, if there is warning, and there are two edim, then one will be put to death by bezdin. Okay, we'll get back to that, Be'ez Hashem, shortly. But says the Sefer HaChinuch, today's Isser, Shalo Yigala HaBen Erva Se'em. The son should not reveal the nakedness of his mother, Shneamar, Imcha Hi, Lo Segala Erva Sa. She is your mother, do not reveal her erva. B'tam Isser HaKrovos. Let me try to tackle the Isser of Krovos. Why are relatives Asser? So again, some of them we might instinctually say, ugh, disgusting. Obviously, a mother, a sister. But once we start getting a little further away, like we're going to see the, and also daughter, obviously. But some of them, as we can look ahead, first of all, a stepsister. She's not even blood related to you, right? Your father's daughter. We'll talk about Ervas Achos Eim, your mother's sister. Okay, so again, there's a little more flexibility in terms of how we look. We still might say, oh, instinctually, how could you? But there's got to be something deeper. Eishes Achei Ha'av, the wife of your aunt by marriage. I'm just looking ahead at some of the Isurim. So the Rishonim tackle the question of what is the message of the fact that the Torah answers all of these Arayos. So, no, a couple of reasons. The Chinuch gives three. Number one, because of a Rambam, Zechron Levracha. First, the Rambam. The Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim. This is also quoted in the Ramban, which we'll read soon. Shoha'inyan hu. Lefisha Torah Tarchik HaMishagel Mibnei Adam. Levan Mashetzorach Lepir Yivirivi Ola Mitzvah. The Torah wants us to be involved physically, husband and wife, in a limited way. Not limited in terms of zero, but in terms of not going above and beyond like the world around us believes. But there should be certain limits. And therefore, says the Rambam, L'chein asr lana Torah krovos, l'fisha kishalon yimsa bohem yoser m'bnei shemusiyas eslo tamid. People that have been around with you your whole life and they're always near you, so if one can marry them, that could lead to more physical behavior than others, people who are not used to. That's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam, the Sfarno says something similar. The Ramban is not happy with this approach. The Ramban quotes the Rambam in the pasuk in the parsha that we're up to, and he says v'zeh tam chalush ma'od. Very, very weak tom. I'm reading the Ramban now. Sheyachayev akas of kares al eila ba'avor he matzani so alafamim. They're more commonly near you, so therefore you might have beer with them more than the Torah would suggest. So come, that's why you get kares for these. Umatashisa adam nashim rabos lameos alafim. A person can marry 1,000 wives, daraisa, but women that he's more that's more around him. Umayazik and he says bito levada kamos lebnei noach v'yisa shteachdios kiyakov avinu. What's so bad about marrying two sisters? Another one of the arayas. Yaakov did it, right? Ve'en lo adam nesuim hagunim kamos yaseh bito lebnoach gadol mimena. What about a brother and a sister? You know them. You don't have to worry about machatanim, right? No worry. Just marry a brother, a son to a daughter. V'yanchilen b'nachlaso v'yifru v'yirbo b'beiso. You'll carry on the family tradition. Kiaris l'to b'rol shavas yisara. So what is it? So says the Ramban, ein bi'adinu davar mekubal b'zeh. We don't have a davar mekubal. So he does not like the Rambam's reason. That's point number one. That's the Ramban. The Ramban, though, himself says al pi kabbalah. The Ramban says, now back to the chinuch. The Chinuch himself quotes the Ramban. The Ramban zechronu levracha amar ki atam hazeh chalush ma'od sheyichayev akas of kares al eila b'nei himatzam eslo tamid. Right? He says he doesn't like it. Aval skip a line. Kefi hasvara ki yesh bo b'inyan sod misodos hayetzira davuk b'nefesh. It's Kabbalistic. Certain families that they're already connected should not be more connected. If they're already connected through a family connection, a blood relative, then Api Kabbalah, to integrate those blood relatives with each other, Api Kabbalah is not a good thing, says the Ramban. For whom bichlal sod ha'ibur, shekvar ha'mazulo, he says this is related to sod ha'ibur. He even quotes, you see in the footnote in Os Dalid, he quotes that we know, this is already the Ramban, 500, 600 years ago, that these arayos themselves caused tremendous medical problems, marrying within close relatives, so that could be part of the sod. The Ramban writes elsewhere, but that's the Ramban, al pi kabbalah. So is there anything nigla that we could talk about? So there's a third reason. Turn over. V'ani ravisi l'harambam zechron l'vracha. There's another reason that the Ramban mentions. There in the Moreh Nevuchim, and we're going to expand on this. Shekasav otam acher b'inyan, al tzara pshat l'dayti. Omer ki tarche katora, why? Shelo yayiz panav ha'adam, lavo ala isha, sheroi linhog ba'kavod. How I understand this Rambam is that there's a certain behavior that's already demanded between family members. To then get married to that family member, that will already transfer to a different kind of behavior, an inappropriate type of behavior. There's a mother-son relationship, which is different than a husband-wife relationship. And one can't impinge on the other one. Right? That's what the Rambam seems to be saying underneath. A person shouldn't be made as brazen to marry a woman who he has to give covet for. What do you mean covet? You could give covet to your wife. No, but there's a certain motherly covet. Keep it aim, but she's your wife. Right? You can't blur these lines. V'yitzchok lefarish ruban al atzad hazeh. You could push yourself and explain most of them in this way. Klomar mitam midas haboshes. There's a certain type of meekness that we have to have in a certain type of context that the relationship is. If you want to expand upon this, if it's the way I understand it, if you look in the Aznayim LaTorah, Rav Sarotkin writes beautifully that what is this issue about? He doesn't quote the Rambam, but I think you could definitely put these together. Shtei ahavos barak HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'olamo. Hashem created two types of love in the world. Ahavas mishpacha, family love, shebein horim v'tzatzaehem, ulevein achim v'achyos v'shakrovi mishpacha, parents and children, siblings, that's one type of love. And number two, ahavas kala umisoz dodim, shebein ish l'ishto. Husband-wife love. V'lo ratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'iruv ahava ba'ahava. Hashem does not want to mix these. Shetischazik ahavas hamishpacha al yidei ahavas ishus. Don't make your family love better by your spousal love. Adaraba ratza shehaava harishona tismait al yidei hashniya. Further, Hashem wants the family love even to be minimized when person gets married, and the first love becomes a spouse and not the family. Obviously, there's still covered, but the first connection, the deepest relationship, then becomes the spouse above the previous family. Shekinemas, the pasuk in Brachos, Al kein yazov ishes avav esimo v'davach b'ishto. k'dei livnos mishpacha chadasha v'ayu l'basar echad. That's the ultimate goal, says Rev Sorotskin. And therefore, that's why you don't want to mix. Then he goes one step further, so why not? What's so bad about mixing? So he says, number one, maybe it's like kilayim. It's two types of love. Sha'ava mechupeles kazostia bria chadasha. Shalom barak adosh baruch hu b'olamo. Just like Hashem asers crossbreeding, we'll get to kilayim by Hashem in Parshas Kedoshim. V'zeh borei, v'ha borei ava kazos, kilu matal dofi b'may sebracious. As if you're saying, no, Hashem, you forgot this bria. By kilayim, the Ramban writes, why is there an issue of kilayim, crossbreeding? Because you're basically saying, or I'm reflecting with my actions, God, you forgot this one. You forgot the mule. You forgot to create the mule. You know, it's better. I'm helping God out. Chas v'shalom. So he says, maybe that's what's here. Hashem didn't create this type of love, this family spousal love together. So if I do it, it's like kilayim, number one. Or number two, he says, it's a nezek to the sviva. He gives a mashal. He says, just like you can't be a judge, you can't be an aide for a relative. Why? Because you can't think objectively. So that intense love is not always appropriate in certain contexts. So if you have doubly intense love, it's a spouse and a family member, he says, that would be makalkalas ashura, she'ef sher yeli hizar mimena, and that's the Aznayim LaTorah, why it shouldn't go together. That is the Aznayim LaTorah, and you can look at the Sfarno on the Pasuk, v'ayu l'basar echad, he says something similar. One final idea. So we have the Rambam who says that it's sort of trying to minimize the relationships, the Ramban al-Pi Kabbalah, the Rambam, which is, you know, there are certain relationships that you can't mess around with. Aznayim LaTorah expands upon that. And then Rav Hirsch. A take-home Rav Hirsch. Rav Hirsch says, so why is it? Why is it that you can't do it? Says Rav Hirsch beautifully. And this is something to mention at any Sheva Brachas or any Afruf. It's a back pocket Simcha Rav Hirsch. Actually, it's not so back pocket. You got to know your audience. But it's somewhat of a back pocket. Says Rav Hirsch, the physical relationship which comes from, probably not a regular Sheva Brachas with people who aren't so affiliated, but it's a good lumdus, Sheva Brachas. Anyway, so Rav Hirsch says that the physical relationship between a husband and a wife is there, it's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to help the relationship blossom. The physical relationship, which did not exist before marriage, it's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Kiddushin, it's beautiful, and it's there to help, to foster, to deepen the love that the man and the woman have for each other. It's not chas v'shalom, just to stam, you know, a physical maisa bia, one night, then boom, you finish. That's just arayas. But in a context of marriage, it's there to help bolster those feelings of love. Says Rav Hirsch, if the feelings of love are already there, and now you're just adding the physical, then it's just erva. If it's not there to help bolster, you already love the person because they're your sister. You already love the person because they're your mother. They're your father's sister's aunt. Whatever the case, whatever the situation is, that's not the purpose. That's not the ultimate purpose of the physical relationship. Amongst the factors, he says, well, let me just read it in short. Here we go. Hence, the less there is in existence before marriage any bond of attachment, of family love, the more that the strongest form of attachment starts with marriage, the more does the sexual side of marriage become a basic factor in the whole moral sphere of happy married life full of love in every phase. It starts and is brought about by it and elevates it to the realm of pure morality. But where there is already the affection of parents, brothers, sisters, relatives, in the ordinary course of nature, attaching hearts and feelings to one another, we already have the love. Marriage will only have to bring some weak addition to this love. Love will have been then before, and marriage will add almost nothing more than the sexual element, which by itself, alone without bringing about the miracle of loving union between two beings, sinks down to naked erva. That's Rav Hirsch. A mother cannot be a wife without ceasing to be a mother. Sister cannot be a sister without ceasing to be a sister. But a sexual union with them which does not allow them to become wives would become nothing more than mere erva, and God's Torah says, Imchahi lo sagal ervasa, achoschachi lo sagal ervasa. And he ends up by saying, we really have no idea what the reason for Arias is, but this is our best shot, and this is a reason that we are suggesting. Anyway, so that is Rav Hirsch. Take it home, look it up, and now we continue. Sounds Midini HaMitzvah, some of the halachas of this mitzvah of Isser of Ervas Ha'em. This Isser that we're talking about is not just if it's your mother when your mother was married to your father. Let's say, Rachmana Litzlan, your father, a man rapes a woman, and out of wedlock they have a child. that child is still usher to that woman who is his physical mother. They don't have to be married. If they're married, there's an additional issur which we'll talk about, and that is that's Eshes Av, which we'll talk about tomorrow. It's tomorrow's mitzvah. That's Eshes Av, even if it's not your mother. They both work separately. But here, it's Anuses Av, even if your mother is not married to your father. And the Chinuch continues two lines down. Vein chilek bazeh bein sheba aleha b'chayi aviv ola achar moso. The issur of mother doesn't matter if your father's still alive or not. There is one issur that we'll get to later, Beit Hashem. There's only one of the arayas that changes by a death. That's Achos Isha, which we'll talk about, Beit Hashem. But this one, even if the father is dead, the mother is still asur. De la olam eishes aviv nikreis, it's still eishes av. Continuing. Then all of a sudden he brings in a new idea. There are Isurei Derabanan of Arayos. He talks about it here. Asuras be Divrei Sofrim. He talks about it later on. If you want to just skip down two paragraphs, the end of the paragraph Vim Tishal. Ve'elu sha'asuros mi Derabanan nikraos shnios. There's a whole world of Arayos Derabanan called shnios. Many of the maternal relationships, because most of the relationships in the Torah Daraisa are the paternal ones. The maternal ones, you might get confused. So the Rabbanan Asurd, we'll get to them in a second, a number of relationships that are Mutar Daraisa. But they're Asur Derabanan because of shnios. Klomar, shein shnios, they're secondary, la'osan Arayosh Asur Torah, to the Arayos that the Torah Asurd. If you look in the Rav Bartanura at the beginning of Pirkei Avos, on the first Mishnah, what did Asher Gedolah Sagadola say? Three things. Number one, heavy mitunim badim, the hamidu tamidim harbe, va'asu siyag la Torah. Make a siyag for the Torah. What are examples? What does it mean siyag for the Torah? Says the Bartanura, and the Rishonim also say it. This is the source for Isurei Derabanan, Gzeris. This Mishnah, asu siyag la Torah, the mark of Gzeris, says the Bartanura, geder shelo yavo liga be'isur Torah, make gedarim so you don't come to dinim daraisa. And the Bartanura quotes two examples. Two examples! What are the two prototypes? What are the models of Gzeris? Shnios la'arayas, u'shvus l'shabbos. Those are the two he picks. Shnios la'arayas, right here. Arayos d'rabanan, and shvus l'shabbos. Isurei d'rabanan of Shabbos. Running with your left hand and doing things indirectly. All of those, but that is the example that the Baruch Tanura gives at the beginning of Pirkei Avos for Gzera d'rabanan, shnios la'arayas. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Ishus lists off all of the shnios. Isurei B.A. talks about all the arayas, but the isur in the beginning of Hilchas Ishus, the Rambam says, the yesh nashim acheros, alavav. There are other women. Shehen asuros mi piya kabbalah. The isurin mi divrei sofrim. They're also the rabbanan. The hei nikros shnios. Mibnein shehen shnios la'arayas. They're secondary. The kol achas mihen nikros shnia. The esrim nashim heim. 20 women. There are 20 shnios. And he lists off, Aim Emo, your grandmother. Your mother's mother, that's Mutar Daraisa. Only paternal. Mother's Daraisa. So Aim Emo keeps going up. Your mother's mother is also Usser. Aim Avi Emo. Right? Your mother's father's mother. It gives all the 20 examples that the Rambam quotes. Kalas Bito, your daughter's daughter-in-law. I'm just picking out, right? The Kalas Beno, Esha Sachia Aim. To look it up here in Isha's Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, the 20 Shnios. The 20 Shnios Larais, besides the Daraises that are discussed here. Okay, moving right along, says the Sefer HaChinuch, V'noeg Isser Zeh B'chol Makom V'chol Zman, this Isser is Noeg always, V'overal Zeh, V'shachavim Imo B'mezeh Chayef Kares. If somebody violates and lives with their mother, Darait, M'mezeh Chayef Kares, U'be'edim Niskal, and with witnesses he gets Skila, B'shogeg, Yetzirin Achadis, Kavua B'zman Abayis, and he lives with the Shnios, V'mshachavim Achas with the Shnios, Lokam Achas Maritus, that's the Rabbanan. Good, finishing up, V'zos this Isser of Ervas Eim is one of the Gili Arayas that is included in the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. So this Isser applies to Jew and non-Jew alike. When we say Gili Arayas is also a mitzvah that all the non-Jews are warned in, this is one of them. We mentioned in the past, one of the most important Sefer HaChinuch's comments in all the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Tav Tez Zayin. The Mitzvah in Veschanan, the Sefer HaChinuch there says, the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach are not seven. There's seven categories. There are many Mitzvahs that are included in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Gili Arayas. There are 15 Mitzvahs included in Gili Arayas. So it's not like they have seven, we have 606 more. They have more than seven. Seven categories, but in Gili Arayis, there's a bunch of things included. In Gezel, there's a bunch of things included. In Avodah Zarah, there are many mitzvahs included. See, here too, he says, this is one of the Arayis that's included in, that's on all people in the world. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch and Oz Dalid, the Minchas Chinuch says, I'll tell you two people that it doesn't apply to. Number one, Oz Dalid. Chutz min Avadim Kenanim, Eved Kenani. Eved Kenani halachically does not have any yachas, does not have any relationship with his parents, and therefore an Eved Kenani is putter, right? Eino chayev al imo. Not that it's a good idea, but he won't be chayev on imo. And also, on a daraisa level, a ger. Vidini gershin is gayer. On a daraisa level, we know the principle is gershin is gay, katan shenola dummy. Someone who converts is not related to his family anymore. Mi daraisa. Zero relationship. Mi daraisa, a brother and a sister that convert can marry each other. That's on the daraisa level. Mi darabanan, they can't. Why? Because there's a svara given, you see in the footnote Oz Beis, they quote it, the Rabbi Paskin, on a darabanan level, they're asir because the guy shouldn't be able to say, Barnu l'kdusha chamur l'kdusha kala. Oh, when I was a guy, I couldn't marry my sister. But now that I'm a Jew, I can marry my sister. We can't say there are any standards that are lower when the person becomes a Jew, and therefore on a Durabana level, at least they're still Asar. But on a Daraisa level, the Menachas Chedach says, two exceptions to the rule. Who is not included in the Isra, the Asara of Imo, Eved Kenani, and a Ger. Let's finish up the Chinuch. Avol chiluk yesh ben Yisrael l'shar ha'umos ben yishniyos. Even though on a daraisa, they're both obligated in the arayis of shnios, but on the daraisa, but shnios there are not. Ki Yisrael gedru geder binyan shnios. Only bnei Yisrael have the derabanan of shnios. Aval shar haumos in Yisraelim ella ha'im belvad. But other umos only have the iser of aim. There are two very important minchas. I'll mention one of them now and two of them tomorrow because they also relate to tomorrow's. Let's just do one of them now. I'm going to wait because it's connected. They're connected. There's two important harmonies of the Minchas Chinuch that we will get to tomorrow. They're well known, one of them is well known, and we'll talk about it tomorrow, which is the Isser of Eishes Av, even if it's not my mother, my father's wife. Two very lumdish discussions that the Minchas Chinuch has, but we will continue. Okay, we'll stop here.